From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States is considering designating North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. That word from the White House National Security Advisor on Thursday. It's a move meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. The State Department faces a congressionally mandated deadline on Thursday to respond to several U.S. senators' requests that North Korea be returned to the state sponsors of terrorism list. Currently, the only countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. By Thursday afternoon, the State Department had not announced its decision, but White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the U.S. was still considering the move. On the eve of President Trump's visit to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda. With leaders and denuclearization of North Korea is the only acceptable outcome. If this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, General McMaster on Thursday warned that the United States will respond with all capabilities available to North Korean aggression. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan Thursday in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. The exercise came a day before President Trump is scheduled to leave on his 12-day trip to Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. But the Air Force said the bombers were not launched, quote, in response to any current event. This is VOA News.